If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word GRACEDIAMOND. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Happy Friday. It is gorgeous out today. And isn't that perfect to celebrate Earth Day? Happy birthday, Mother Earth.
How dare you?
Everyone, I hope you're having a wonderful Earth Day 2022. I did my Earth Day duty today, which is every year I Google how many years we have left until the end of the world.
Blah, 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 blah.
Got some different answers, as is typical when you're asking that kind of question. If you go based off Wikipedia, they would tell you we've got about 4 billion years left. If you go based off AOC, some of the other climate activists, Al Gore, we are either negative years, like we've already been destroyed, or I think AOC said in 2019 we had 12 years, so that gets us to 2031. Now, either 4 billion or 12, I'm going to do what I always do in this situation, somewhere in the middle. You know, you get, remember in math, you get like the, what is it called, the mean? Add them up, divide it. We're somewhere there. So rest easy.
It's science.
Celebrate today. Don't take anything for granted, but don't panic, because that big billboard in Times Square might be just a little bit off as far as predictions go. Now, we have a lot of topics to dive into today. Some from yesterday, some broke overnight. We are definitely going to keep reveling in the CNN Plus rise and fall, really. It's gone too soon. And there was a lot of awesome takes. Jared, I think throughout the course of the day, when we do talk about CNN Plus, it would only be appropriate to play bagpipes or some sort of...
Happy days are here again.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I was thinking a little more solemn, but that works too. I'm open to that. It's Friday. We can do what we want. Oh. No, 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 no. See, that's too, that's too much, like we're basking in it. You know, just find something in between. Again, we just got to go in between. It's got to show that, you know, we're not happy about it, but that we're just acknowledging it. And I just want to say, for people who say you shouldn't be celebrating, you know, people are losing their jobs, I totally acknowledge. I feel bad for the people who are camera people. And you notice how I didn't say cameramen. That was the wokeness seeping in.
Birthing people.
Camera.
Cam-ricks operators.
Is that what we're calling them?
Cam-ricks.
I was going to say camera Easter bunnies that are operating at CNN. But it's more just you can't not be thrilled that these smug egomaniacs who hate us, they hate everything about us, have had such an epic failure. Oh. Yeah, this feels more right. This feels, is there a way, Jared, that we could merge both to get a little bit of this and a little bit of meow, 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 you know? Now we got it. Oh! I like this. Look at, we are really on top of it today. My favorite take about the CNN Plus thing.
That's the truth.
Was a fake tweet. There was a tweet from the account of CNN Plus And CNN Plus had tweeted, I have information that will lead to the arrest of Hillary Clinton, which explains why CNN Plus is no more. Oh, you hate to see it.
Go there.
By the way, Trump weighed in. I haven't asked Taylor this yet, but I'm hoping. You know, Taylor's in a very generous mood today. He brought in bagels for Bagel Friday. I'm hoping that he will, at some point during the show today, come in and read to us Trump's statement regarding the end of CNN Plus. Because Trump was about as sorry as we are right now. And I don't blame him. You know, that's a guy who warned them time and time again. He said, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. You're going to miss me. And I think they're missing him right now for sure. Now, also, we have big news in regards to, oh, and I should add in one more thing. Greg Gutfeld last night was having a blast on his late night show. He took six digs at Chris Wallace throughout the course of the show. And Fox has always been so classy in regards to Chris Wallace. Like when he really started going rhino at Fox, and I know he's always kind of been like that, but especially in the last election period, they must have had, as a company, they're very good on not ragging on each other when you're on separate programs, but that's gone now because he went to CNN Plus, and he kind of bashed a lot of Fox people on his way out. Like subtle digs, but definitely made it seem like he thought he was better than the people at Fox. And so I'm happy for them that they're taking the little victory lap. And there was a really funny story in Fox about CNN Plus, and it was a tombstone. And it said, like, here lies CNN Plus. And then there was four ghosts that were hovering around the tombstone, and the heads of Anderson Cooper, Chris Wallace, Brian Stelter, and other people were just kind of floating around the CNN Plus tombstone. So everyone's been... The graphics teams are having a good time. That's how I'll put it.
Looking like a gender-neutral potato head.
Now, there is a bombshell story today. I know, we use that a lot, but that's what they're all going to say about it. Audio reveals Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, saying he'll tell Trump to resign after January 6th. So let me read you just a little bit about this, and I should preface it by saying we will have Neil McCabe on at 12:20 for a short little hit. He's going to tell us what he thinks about it. And then from 12:30 to 1, I just want to take calls and get people's take on this because I've reached out to a lot of different people. I would say most of them are like center to right, but definitely not huge Trump people to try to get the vibe of what people think about this. Newly revealed audio recordings confirmed House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy planned to tell former President Trump to resign after the 2021 Capitol riots, aka J6, hours after he called the claim totally false. Now, there are several ways here that McCarthy made bad moves, but the biggest thing is he lied and he said that this was fake news, that he never said anything, these things, and they have him on the recording saying exactly that. So let's play the recording first, Jared.
Liz, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Kevin. I guess there's a question. When we were talking about the 25th Amendment resolution, and you asked if you know what happens if it gets there after he's gone, is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had some few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. No, it'll pass the House. I think there's a chance he'll pass the Senate even when he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if he did resign, would it not happen? Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get into any conversations about Pence pardoning anything like that. I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass. And it would be my recommendation you should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it.
All right. Now, I think that's good on that. Let's try to cut it in case we play it in the future, just so that it would be my recommendation that you should resign. I don't think that's even the worst part. That is definitely bad that he... And if that was his feeling at the time, if that's what he believes, I don't have an issue with that. But at least say it. That's the part of McCarthy that drives people crazy. And everyone has this feeling. I always say with rhinos, you always get this feeling like you don't ever fully trust them. And that is how a lot of people feel about McCarthy. No one's surprised by this. But you should be saying what you feel behind closed doors in public. Like, if you really think Trump should have resigned, then say that. But he wants to play both sides. I always say, like, he's the type of person who is happy to be nice to Trump when Trump's in charge. And then as everything was unfolding, he was trying to feel out whether or not the political winds were going to shift on Trump. And that was going to affect whether or not he stood by Trump. He's a fair weather fan. And that kind of stuff drives me crazy. Again, if he felt like Trump should resign and he made that stance, I wouldn't have an issue with that. I would disagree, but I wouldn't have an issue with it. It's the fact that he's lying about it, that he's trying to appease Trump supporters enough to make us think that he's got a backbone when really he doesn't. He's a swamp creature. And Matt Gaetz actually tweeted out, "While I was rallying in Wyoming against Liz Cheney, Kevin McCarthy was defending Liz Cheney among House Republicans, while Liz Cheney was secretly recording Kevin McCarthy for the New York Times." We don't know who recorded. I'm sure it was either Liz Cheney or one of her aides. But you have to operate now like you're always being recorded, especially if you're a politician on the call. You really don't think that's going to leak out? And to have your spokesperson come out and flatly deny it is just stupid. And that's not even the worst of it, because he also said he wanted Republican members of House censored by Twitter. And the quote is, "Can't they take their accounts away too?" So that might actually be worse than the stuff he said about Trump. My question for the listeners is, do you think this is the end of Kevin McCarthy's political career? I don't think he will be speaker. I think Republicans have felt that he's been two-faced for a long time, and this is just the confirmation they need. And I also want to discuss throughout the course of the next hour this link between what's happening with Kevin McCarthy and what's happening in Florida. Because I think that Kevin McCarthy encompasses a lot of what people don't like about conservative politicians. Like, they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And then what you have in Florida is the exact opposite. In Florida, you have someone like Ron DeSantis who is picking the right fights and he's winning them. And he's changing the narrative and he's fighting a culture war. And I don't know if Republicans really have the patience to hold their nose anymore when they know that there's people out there like Ron DeSantis who will be the real thing and actually fight for what they want. So I want to throw it out to the callers, what you think about this. We also have Fauci sound today. We have a lot of great sound. We have Biden sound. He was making some weird claims last night, telling people not to feel sorry for themselves. Things got a little out of control. 844-500-4242. Feel free to weigh in. We're going to take calls all this hour. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth and your smile, but what he really does is he builds the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and in your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life. Every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a new year and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. If you've thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called, this year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They're located off of Route 3. They have plenty of parking and you can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. There are people who are saying, wow, you know, Kevin McCarthy actually has a moral compass and he was right about January 6th. And if you feel that way, that's fine. But I don't think anyone likes a liar on either side. I don't like these Republicans, quote unquote.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Are these rhinos in conservative clothing? Like, just be honest about who you are and let people decide. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back, and we'll also be talking to Neil McCabe. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly.
In a separate call, according to the New York Post, McCarthy called Trump's conduct on January 6th atrocious and totally wrong, adding that the then president incited people. The Times reported the former president's comments at the infamous stop and the steel rally ahead of the siege were not right by any shape or form, McCarthy said, according to the Times. Joining us now to discuss this, I'm very excited because I really have been asking people all morning for their takes on this issue. It's Neil McCabe, and he is the national political editor of the Star News Network. Neil, thank you so much for coming on the show.
It's a thrill, Grace. It's a thrill.
Neil, tell us your overall take on this, and then we'll get into kind of the nitty-gritty.
Well, it's always hilarious when someone says it never happened, and then someone produces a tape. That's awkward. Hashtag awkward. I think what has to be really teased out of this is that there was discussion among the Republican House leadership that if Trump was impeached and convicted, he would have been banned from potentially banned from running for office in the future. And, you know, there are people in the McCarthy camp who will say what McCarthy was trying to figure out is if Trump resigns before he's convicted and banned from future office, would that preserve his viability? And I think that is the lifeboat that McCarthy and his people are going to sort of put out there. That this was sort of a confidential, sort of amongst ourselves conversation about different scenarios, and to preserve Trump's viability, what if he just resigns now? And, you know, would that be able to short circuit any attempt to ban him from future office?
Neil, you just mentioned that it's always awkward when you deny something and they have a recording. I mean, how, I hate to sound rude, but like, how dumb is Kevin McCarthy to think that he's not always being recorded? That's just something that you should know. If you're on a call with Liz Cheney, aren't you a little bit more careful about what you say?
Not this guy, because this isn't the first time that he's been caught denying things where there's a tape. He joked about Trump working with the Russians, and he actually talked about Congressman Dana Rohrabacher also working for the Russians in a meeting, and then he denied it, and then somebody produced a tape, and it was like, oh, did I say that? Funny, silly me. I'm so forgetful.
Yeah, but Neil, he also said something else that I think people are kind of skipping over, and that was that he thought other Republican members of the House should be censored by Twitter. He said, we can't put up with that. Can't they take their accounts away, too? What do you make of that?
I think that Kevin McCarthy, for him, everything is a political problem, not an ideological problem. He doesn't worry about taxes, regulations, war in Iraq. All of these things that bother ideological people or the conservatives in his caucus, he sees everything as a political problem. And so if he is taking hits on what, say, Paul Gosar or somebody else is doing on Twitter, his solution is, well, we'll just shut them down. And it's just the way he runs things. He's very risk-averse. He has been playing the prevent offense since the first quarter of this cycle. We're now coming into sort of this, we're now in the second half of that cycle. And his attitude is, I'm just going to do nothing. I'm just going to make no mistakes. And then the cycle will just make me Speaker of the House. He's so afraid. And this is the problem with Kevin McCarthy, is that this fear of actually taking positive action, this ignorance of conservative principles, he's sort of immune to the demands of a conservative agenda. And so he just wants to win at politics, and he's hoping that the cycle, sort of the midterm cycle, will do the work for him.
I think that you put that so well, and it's the fact that he never wants to go on the offensive, and I do think that people's patience, conservatives' patience for that is wearing thin. I think people are tired of it. They see that if you do go on the offensive, like Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida, you can actually accomplish a lot. It turns out we can win, too. We don't just have to sit here and take loss after loss after loss and have this loser mentality all the time, as Jesse Kelly put it. Neil McCabe, where can people find you on Twitter?
Very easy. @ReporterMcCabe. I'm on Twitter, Getter, and Truth Social, like a lot of fine takers.
Neil McCabe, we thank you so much. All right, everyone, I want to know what you think. Do you agree with Neil? Is it all just political, or is this the end for Kevin McCarthy's career? 844-500-4242. Weigh in. We have updates on the border when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The lines are open on this Friday afternoon. It's 844-500-4242. Really, really tragic news and breaking news. Multiple sources. This is Bill Mulligan from Bill Fox, LA. He says, multiple sources tell me a Texas National Guard soldier has just drowned in the Rio Grande here in Eagle Pass while trying to save migrants in the water. Texas DPS confirms and tells me a body has been recovered. I'm told a statement will be coming out soon. I just saw this on Fox News as well. It is confirmed, and it's horrible. And Joe Biden and this administration should be ashamed of themselves. This is supposedly the humane, this is the result of all of his humane immigration policies, that a Texas National Guard soldier is now dead. And I don't want to sound dramatic, but that's the truth. We're always hearing about how compassionate he is, how nothing's his fault. I can't even fathom. And I think about this a lot when horrible things like this happen. I can't fathom the family, how they're feeling of that Texas National Guard soldier. Knowing that at every turn, this administration has tried to vilify those people because they're so evil. These people, the Border Patrol, right? We have to abolish the Border Patrol. And they're so horrible. They're so racist and xenophobic, right? Well, that doesn't really make sense to me. He dies while trying to save migrants in the river. Make that one make sense. And meanwhile, you have an administration that will not admit fault at any step of the way. They are shameless. And they are callous. And they like to tell themselves that because they go out there and spout off platitudes about God knows what, that somehow they're not responsible for this chaos that they're wreaking at the border. And that's what it is. And people can get distracted, and I get distracted too by other things. I mean, every single day you turn on the news and there's a million things going wrong. But this, for a lot of people, is the number two issue. And when you see something like this, it makes sense. Keep in mind, these are the same people. I think it's going to take them a while to come out and say something. They'll come out with a statement. But they're not going to rush to the cameras about this like they did when they thought the Border Patrol was whipping Haitian migrants. You're not going to see Kamala Harris full sprint ahead towards the camera. Oh, I'm ready to talk. Get the camera on me. Oh, it's so awful. It's so awful. I cannot stand. The weeping is awful. You're not going to see that same enthusiasm about this. You're not going to see that on CNN. And that tells you all you need to know about these people. They're not good people. And It's so sad. My heart breaks for the family of that Texas National Guard soldier. If you want to weigh in about this, if you want to discuss, it's 844-500-4242. And meanwhile, while all of this is going on, and again, we're always told, you know, Joe Biden's powerless to this. You know, he's just a victim of circumstance. These things just keep happening to Joe Biden. He's out there. And he's given these speeches, and they're getting worse and worse and worse. And right when you think, all right, we've reached the pit, we've reached the bottom, he comes out with something new. And so yesterday, he's given a speech, and there was a couple of things that I wanted to cover with this. One is that there was audio from a fundraiser that he was at last night. And he, again, is going with this idea that, now, let's all keep score here. Inflation's at record high. His approval rating is cratering. There's plenty of issues. Crime is through the roof. There's problems everywhere you look. And you know what Joe Biden's going to focus on, right? He's going to focus on Disney World because it's so unfair what's happening to all those multi-million millionaires, all the CEOs. It's just not right. They're going after Mickey Mouse, damn it. He's going to focus on Ron DeSantis, Disney World, and he's going to focus on how great of a job he's doing. And Joe Biden's logic at this point, and Jared, feel free to correct me if I have this wrong, because sometimes I don't interpret what he's saying the best. His logic is that he has not been bragging enough, that everything he's doing is so great, but all of us Americans, you know, boomer rubes, most of us, we are just too thick to understand how good we have it. We don't understand. I always
you
say,
"Why you're a really dull class."
We are a dull class. We're a dull bunch. We're a bunch of stupid SOBs. And we lack the enzyme to grasp, to break down just how awesome his presidency has been. We can't soak in the awesomeness that is Joe Biden. Can I please have cut 11?
What I'm worried about now is that we've done one hell of a job. But the fact is that because things have moved so rapidly, so profoundly, it's hard for people to... Let me just give you a few statistics.
Yeah, and I think at one point I read that he was saying that he had the same problem as Obama, that Obama didn't take enough victory laps for Obamacare. And I was like, yeah, that was Obama's problem. Obama was not self-centered enough. You nailed it, Joe. You nailed it. That's exactly what the issue was. Tom, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Grace. I'm my condolences to that family and the Texas National Guard. That's just awful. You know, in the first responders in this country, whether they be military, fire, police, nurses, I don't know. Hearing that news just kind of soured my views. But I want to say one thing with regards to all these migrants that are coming to this country. And what really gets me angry, I'm in my early 60s, and I have classmates that are liberal that post these things in the past of where they'll hire immigrants to do work on their houses, like painting or whatever, and they post it, and I'm talking undocumented immigrants, illegal immigrants, as if they're doing a humanitarian deed by hiring them, where these people are working at lower wages than regular people in this country that are here lawfully. And they're not paying workman's comp insurance. And there's this one girl I went to school with that owns a house down the Cape that she hired a bunch of Guatemalans to paint her house. And I called her out and I said, are these guys, do they have health insurance? Do they have workman's comp? And, of course, I get the response of blank you. and you know, it, just think about it now. We went from 269 million people in 1998 to where Joe Cornpop Biden, our president, said we have over 340 million people. We're talking less than 25 years. That's a huge increase of that population, and we probably do have at least 30 million illegal immigrants in this country. And you got to ask yourself, why are the Democrats allowing this to happen? And they want to basically water down white conservative or just conservative voters in general, whether they be white, Hispanic, or black. That's why they're bringing them in here, and they want to pass amnesty, and they want to use the motor voter bill to have these people vote.
Yeah, and I think you just hit the nail on the head, because it's all conservative voters. It's not just white conservatives. You look at the Democratic support amongst Hispanics, and that's dropping rapidly. Black voters increasingly going towards the GOP. And, you know, you just made mention, and for people who are just tuning in, there's just horrible breaking news that a Texas National Guard soldier drowned trying to save migrants in the water in Eagle Pass, and Eagle Pass, Texas. And the reason I talk about, first of all, the family is because of the just immense sadness they must be feeling, but also because then you look at the leader of the free world, and it must be so frustrating, and that's putting it lightly, to know that while this is happening, while you lose someone you love who was trying to save migrants. And the whole time they've been in that job, they've been painted as a bad person, evil, racist, xenophobic. And then to make matters even worse, the leader of the free world doesn't know the difference between Title 42 and the CDC mask mandate. And he thinks they're the same thing. And you just must feel helpless. Like, this didn't have to happen. None of this had to happen. Why did people have to? Why did the, I always go back to, why did these suburban moms with their white wine book clubs feel the need to get rid of Donald Trump because the mean tweets offended them so much? Like, we all had to reap this carnage because you couldn't handle a couple tweets in the morning. That really ticks me off. It really does, because this is all things that could have been avoided. And I just, I can't help but think for a very long time we got spoiled under Donald Trump, that we were able to worry about these ridiculous things that offended us so much. Two scoops of ice cream. He poured the fish food into the koi pond. He killed the koi. And now we see real problems. These are real issues. These are things that you should get mad about. These are things I should be seeing infographics about when I go on social media. And I don't. I won't see infographics about this Texas National Guard soldier. I won't see infographics about that. I saw them about the Haitian migrants being whipped. I saw them about the mamas and the babies being separated under Trump's horrible, inhumane family separation at the border. But I won't see anything about this. And that drives me nuts, because that's not right. And that family is never going to be right. And that person's friends and all the people in that person's life are never going to be right now. And it's because we have an incompetent, horrible person running the country. And every time I start to tilt towards sympathy for him, because it's hard not to, he's out there fumbling around, shaking hands with the air. It's hard not to feel sympathy. I just remember that he is not a good guy. He is really not, because he gets out there now and he's going to talk about how great everything is and we're too stupid to understand. I don't think so. 844-500-4242. I see people on the lines. We'll continue to take your calls. I want to take another Joe Biden cut here, Jared, if I could. Let's have Joe Biden once again passing the buck to Putin. Cut 7.
The second big reason for inflation is gas prices, and it's Vladimir Putin's gas price increase. Putin's invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas prices and food prices all around the world.
Yeah, keep blaming Putin. Let's see how this plays
out. Vladimir Putin?
I don't think people are, I don't think there's a real appetite for the blame game right now, Joe. Nancy, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hey, Grace. I just, you know, I've been feeling this way for a while, but this latest death of the Texas National Guard guy cemented it for me. Joe Biden is not a nice person, and he's got a lot of blood on his hands from all the migrants who have died on the way that he encouraged to come, from this person that just died, all the fentanyl overdoses that have happened because he lets it come across the border, not to mention all the people in Afghanistan.
Yeah, so, no, I'm glad you brought up Afghanistan, because there's been just a myriad of disasters. And you know what he said yesterday, Nancy? He said this yesterday when he was at the Air National Guard base in Portland. He said, "Stop feeling sorry for yourselves. Get the hell up and take this country back. Stop feeling sorry for ourselves." You can't get two sentences out without blaming Putin or the meat oligarchs or the Big Four or Marianne in the Sunroom or, you know, anybody else, or Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump. You can't do jack bleep without blaming everybody else for your poor decisions. And you're telling us not to feel sorry for ourselves? All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. Thank you for the call, Nancy. Due to the incredible demand, Eden Pure is extending the Diamond Excel special until Sunday, April 4th. I got an email today from someone. They said, what's the code, Grace? What's the code? It's Grace Diamond. And if you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Don't hesitate. You can get a 1-carat stunning diamond alternative pair of earrings for only $79. Yes, that's right. Each is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. The quality is amazing. They've been in business for 54 years, and they have over 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil. This is the perfect gift for Mother's Day. They come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com, save $120 with code word Grace Diamond. Again, shipping is free. That's diamondxl.com, code Grace Diamond. It's EXCEL. So it's not XL, it's EXCEL. Diamondxl.com, code Grace Diamond. Get on this today so you'll have Mother's Day all set. We'll be back with your calls, 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is... Your biggest issue is... How are we going to pay for it?
Okay, and okay, like- okay. Thank you. Thank you, AOC. You know what drives me the craziest about that clip? I've heard it so much over the years, is the interviewer who keeps going, I just saw on Fox News, they're celebrating Earth Day, and they had a poll up that I think 7% of people say that global warming is their number one issue. I would love, I think that 7% is the same people who were outside Charlie Baker's house with the sailboat. Or the motorboat just parked out front of his house.
Yeah, the pink boat. Right?
Yes. Today's poll question is brought to you by Bonner Private Wines. Real red wine, not chemically processed, no morning regrets, just great taste. Nothing like a glass of wine on a Friday. I know I'll be enjoying some Bonner Private Wines tonight. Made in small batches from family wineries throughout the world. Go to BONNERPrivateWines.com/grace for $60 off your purchase. That's BonnerPrivateWines.com/grace. For $60 off your purchase. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think this is the end of Kevin McCarthy's political career?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of do.
51% say yes. 49% say no.
Jerry, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jerry.
Grace, I have to take this opportunity to wag my finger at you.
Please do.
Sometimes you confuse me. Sometimes you are... prescient and spot on. In fact, sometimes you belie your age with some of your wisdom. And other times I have to ask myself, how can she be not smarter than that? You know, I'm not going to put it another way. How could she not be smarter than that? You made a reference to the white wine drinking soccer moms, you know, helping to get Joe Biden elected. Grace, that's the second time that voting bloc has screwed us over. If that voting bloc, the SUV, white wine, spritzer, soccer right. moms, didn't support Barack Obama, he never would have got into office.
Yeah, but Jerry,
of them,
but,
we had him for 8 years.
But Jerry, hold on. You sound like you're agreeing with me.
I agree. 99% of the... You confuse me when there's something as obvious... That, at least that I think is quite obvious.
But Jerry, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. I was saying that the soccer moms were so offended by Donald Trump's mean tweets that they voted for Joe Biden, and now we're in a bit of a mess. So what are you disagreeing with me on?
I don't disagree with that at all. But it sounds like you're just coming to this understanding.
No, I'm not. I'm just reiterating it because I'm on the radio, so I say this a lot. Thanks for the call, Jerry. I think we're actually simpatico on this. Weird turn of events. When we come back, we got Dr. Fauci in the news on this beautiful Friday. Don't